Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Michael Keegan, and our conversation continues with Jenny Main, CFO at the Office of Financial Stability within the U.S. Department of the Treasury. Also joining us from IBM is Jeff Smith. Jenny, you talked about it a little bit earlier. Would you talk to us about collaboration and what kinds of partnerships you're developing to improve operations at OFS?
Sure. I guess I can't say enough about how important it is to work collaboratively, both within your own, you know, I look at the CFO office within Office of Financial Stability, and we need to have really good partnerships across the Office of Financial Stability and the investment team, for example, as they're developing and figuring out what kind of structures and, you know, the programs we'll have. They need to be informed by some of the realities of federal budgeting and accounting. And so we need to work, you know, well with them and be able to add value in a quick and timely manner as they're developing those. A number of other parts of within OFS that we work closely with. Then you go to Maine Treasury. As I said, we rely on the accounting team over there, and the broader financial management group is very engaged in what we do. We rely on them, and they need to know what we're doing. And then, you know, further, you go on, you know, the Government Accountability Office, obviously, GAO, they have a job to do. And we need, it's best for us if we really help them do their job effectively. And we respect their role and need to help them accomplish and give them the data and information they need to accomplish what they need to do. Obviously, you can't work in the budget area in this town and not work very closely with OMB. And again, having come from there, I very much understand and respect, you know, their role and their process. And it's just the way it is in the federal government. You have to be able to work effectively with other groups. Obviously, Congress as well is a big player. Been working on establishing some relationships up there. The organization has both at the high level and, you know, more just informal budget, you know, conversations kind of things. I'm convinced it's just imperative to be a successful federal employee, particularly a federal leader. It's the vast majority of the job is to have good relationships and an ability to work effectively with people. And so one of my keys when I am building and developing a team is a really push that I want communication and coordination and an openness. And I've had folks occasionally say to me, is it okay if I call so-and-so about this in this other office and ask them? And I say, not only is it okay, it's what I want you to do. Yeah, right. You got to go and do it. If you come to me and tell me about something, the first thing I'm going to say is, have you talked to the person over there? So I think it's imperative to create that culture and that set of expectations. That's how we do business.
And just as a follow-up, do you work with a lot of non-federal government entities in your current role?
Not in my current role.
Okay, good. Jeff?
So I know that the Office of Financial Stability is coming up on its one-year anniversary, but looking in the future, what are some of the major opportunities and challenges your organization will encounter, and how do you envision the office will evolve over time?
Well, I think this is a particularly interesting question for a temporary organization.
Right.
And we're really grappling with how to think about this as an organization in the sense that, you know, it's been described that, you know, we're sort of like on a shuttle flight from New York to Washington. We've barely taken off and we need to think about the landing, which I think is an apt analogy. But, you know, the flip side is, as I mentioned earlier, you know, some of these programs have a decent number of years in their life cycle. So while, you know, it's tempting to do everything in sort of a temporary mode, Excel spreadsheet, make it easy and quick, keep it simple, the trade-off is some of this stuff is fairly complex. And the systems areas I'm getting to is one of the hardest questions. What kind of systems do you build? How much do you spend? How much time and energy do you invest if you think that you're going to sunset? You're not quite sure how many years it will be, but you know that it's coming. I think it's a pretty unique perspective in the federal government to have that mentality. So just culturally, too, it's an interesting dynamic. We have such a mix of people. I think about 40% are from the private sector, and many of them came with the intent to do this for a few years and then, you know, to go back. So they kind of already have that mindset. But then we have a good, you know, team of federal employees who've been federal employees, you know, in their career and plan to continue being them. So they have kind of a different mindset. And just culturally managing that is something that we talk about and are trying to figure out how to improve on doing. And those are really the key issues around investing and thinking of right. of those things, and also just managing people's career expectations. You know, we want to have folks developing their skill set for the long haul, but that also grapples against sort of the temporary emergency nature of it. Well, we don't really have time for a lot of if you want to do a long training program, our program's probably not the place to come to, right? So on the other hand, we have to have some pretty good human capital support and amenities in the sense that, you know, folks really do work an enormous amount of hours, but they're federal employees, so they're not really, you know, you can maybe get some comp time or something, but it's not like you're working at a big private firm where you're going to really be compensated for all that you put in. It's the compensation is non-financial in some regards.
Right.
So those kinds of issues are the kinds of things that we're, that
reward
we're working
on. Reward
systems
are tough in the government compared to the commercial sector. Right?
Yes. Yes, especially in this kind of environment where you have people really going all out.
Well, actually, I recall having you in when you were at SBA, and the passion for your job back then was just as much as it is today. And given your range of federal experience, what advice would you give somebody who, a person out there who may be considering an opportunity to work in public service?
I mean, I think a couple of key things that I think about sort of, you know, depending on who the audience is, I'll give you a couple of different thoughts. Sort of a traditional federal career employee, I mean, for me, I think one of the biggest strengths that I've been able to draw on or biggest opportunities has been to work in a variety of organizations and to work in different, to develop different skill sets. And, you know, I think, you know, having some courage to get out of your comfort zone and, you know, develop new skills is really valuable. It's folks who can look across a wider range that can continue to kind of move up and provide the leadership that I think the government really needs. We just need a lot more leadership, which brings me to the second point, which is sort of a personal notion of, you know, this question of sort of, if not me, who? You know, it's really easy to find, to sit there and be the Monday morning quarterback and say, well, that isn't going to work, and that isn't going to work, and I don't want to do this. It's a lot harder to say, what should we do? What are the right ways to solve some of these problems? What can we do? And having some courage and having just taken some personal accountability and stepping up and saying, if not me, who? Let's go forward and try to solve some of these problems. I think that folks, in my experience, is that folks who are willing to do that, there's a lot of opportunity in the federal government. And one of the things I really enjoy, I feel like I know that I make a difference every day. And that's a very rewarding, you know, sense of things. And one of the things is also just in terms of the audience for this, one of the things that's been fun over the last year, we've hired a lot of people from the private sector who've never been in the federal government, probably never even considered the federal government as an option. But I always ask them when we start an interview, you know, why are you here? Why are you interested? Because I want to hear them say the words, and they have an interesting range of awkwardness in how they say it, where they express their patriotism. This is really important. It matters. It's a historic moment for the country and for maybe even, you know, broader, for my grandchildren or whatever they see it as. This matters and it's important, and I've had a lot of opportunities in the private sector. I want to give back. I want an opportunity to serve and to help make a difference. And I think you have to actually work in our organization, you have to have that view because you're going to be working, you know, a lot of effort. But I think that approach and that thinking is really important, and we're going to need to continue to grow that sense of patriotism about federal service to manage, you know, I think everyone's familiar with kind of the upcoming expectations around retirement and those things. There's going to be a shortage of good, strong leadership. So those are kind of my thoughts about it.
Well, that was wonderful advice. And I really do want to thank you for taking time out of your day. And I know it's a busy day. We've chatted before about it. And more importantly, Jeff and I would like to thank you for your truly dedicated service to our country.
Thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to be here. And I think, you know, I just want to encourage everyone to keep watching us on financialstability.gov as we try to improve our transparency and provide more information that people can really understand and absorb about what we're doing. And I think I also just want to, you know, thank everyone working at the Office of Financial Stability for their service. It's been an exceptional opportunity for me to work with such a dedicated group. We really do think of ourselves very strongly as the stewards of the taxpayer dollars and are out there doing our best every day to try to do the best on behalf of the taxpayers.
That's great. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Jenny Main, Chief Financial Officer, Office of Financial Stability within the U.S. Department of Treasury. My co-host has been Jeff Smith, partner in IBM's Federal Civilian Practice. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan. Thank you for listening.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 9 a.m. and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.